best of P1 Perfect Pair. Listen and win four times daily at 7:35, 10:35, 2:35, and 5:35. Brought to you by Central Yamaha of Plano, Pack and Stack Self Storage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Dunham and Miller will be at 7-Eleven in Plano this Tuesday. They'll be doing the presentation out there from 5:30, so it says, until 10. That's at Spring Creek Parkway in 75 in Plano.
How have they kept that myth alive this long?
I don't know.
It's just a myth. I mean, why don't we just come on over and say, you know, the hard line, 2:30 to 7.
Right.
We could. That's just the same thing.
Every cup counts, and 7-Eleven's counting on you to vote in their second unofficial 7 election coffee cup presidential poll this month.
What? Mm-hmm.
I'm just reading what it says here. So go out there. I believe Dunham and Miller are running for mornings, too. So vote for them.
Hopefully they win.
I'm not
this Tuesday, 75 in Spring or Central and Spring Creek Parkway in Plano from 5:30, so they say, until 10.
Yeah, you get out there at 5:30 and you see if you see Dunham and Miller. Report back to me if you do.
All right, a couple things here that I want to run past you boys. A couple of emails we got. One is from Chad, the guy that used to run sound for Olospo.
Yep.
And he came up there. Every time Olospo's come up there to play for us, he's been there with them.
Right.
Posing this question. From the Beatles era on, has there ever been a band where all the members are dead? Now, we're getting close with the Ramones, but I can't think of one.
Hasn't there been some sort of accident that's killed a whole band?
I can't think of any. I can't think of one single thing, tragic scene like that where a whole band has been wiped out.
Are all the original Temptations still intact?
Yes. Yeah, the one...
The original.
Yeah, I know. He was the one who produced that movie that was on...
Eddie Kendricks is dead.
Yes.
So is David Ruffin's dead.
Yeah.
Isn't there a guy, was his last name Williams?
Yeah, Williams. One of them
dead?
I think they're brothers. One of them's alive. Because that Williams guy is the one who produced the Temptations TV show that was on a couple years back on NBC. Really good, the movie.
Yeah, I don't think all the Temptations are dead yet. But I can't think of any. Now, we got one Ramone left.
Yeah.
So they're probably a pretty stout leader in the clubhouse right now. And somebody's going to have to play some serious catch-up to
how many of the original
them.
Skinner are left?
Couple, a lot.
Billy Powell.
Gary Rossington.
Yeah, Gary Rossington.
Oh, I was counting him as dead.
And his quintuply bypass. Well, his original heart is dead.
You know what? That may be the only two original ones left. Well, that Artemus Piles is still alive.
Well, he wasn't original, though.
What about Ricky Medlock?
He wasn't original.
Not original.
Artemus Piles wasn't the original drummer?
No. The original drummer was a guy named Bob Burns.
Was he on the plane?
No. No, he was gone from the band by then.
Is he alive?
Good question. I don't know. Anyway, ponder that, and if anybody comes up with anything, let me know. Because I can't
Pearl
think...
Pearl Jam?
No, I think they're all still hanging in there.
I'm going to go ahead and say that I think the first to go will be Petty Theft. I think that you guys will be wiped out clean before any other band.
We're on our way, no doubt about it. Also, it appears as though the little hard line has ruined another soul's life out there.
The hard line.
We get this from Dave in Arlington. Rhines,
you.
A little story you might enjoy. The wife, Squid, and I recently went down to a large beach house for a weekend with six other couples.
Mistake number one.
That's mistake one, two,
yeah,
three,
first
four,
of all,
and five.
Would you do that?
No.
You into that, Grego?
No. I might go somewhere with one other couple. Maybe.
The men all played poker one night, and we had 25 cent, 50 cent, and dollar chips. Anytime someone would bet 50 cents, I would follow that up with Jay-Z, and we would all join in on the rapper rotation until someone said, Puff Daddy. It was damn funny every time all night long. Of course, we were doing some drinking, man. The women would just look at us like we were the biggest bunch of idiots on the planet.
That's funny. I don't know that that's ruining their life. That's just kind of funny.
I guarantee you, when that guy got in the car the next day and they're headed back home, that was probably question number one for the wife. So you want to tell me what that 50 Cent ludicrous Jay-Z thing was? But hey,
it's not for everyone, but if your butt hurts, try it.
True.
I salute you for that, my good man. You are a good, sweet, clean P1, and we appreciate your efforts.
I love it when that happens. When our kicks in the nuts travel straight into family life.
When they make their way into public domain like that.
Yes.
Without any assistance from us.
Yes.
I do too.
Joe and Judy Q Public have discussions on what that means.
Right.
And why do you
think that's so funny? And
right.
I don't really think that's funny at
that's
all.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to be like those idiots on the radio?
And we did another one yesterday, too, that I got an email from a guy. He said that he had just finally, after about a week, got the snake dance out of his mind. He said that was just, he was going around singing it all the time. He finally got it out of his mind. And guess what he's singing all day today? What? That went out, and guess what went in? Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
I have something real quick, Mike, for this opening segment.
Or well, what do you have, Danny Paul?
Maybe not.
Are you guys aware of the ticket item of the month?
No.
Ticket tampons?
It just started today.
What is it?
It is a really...
Ticket tampon.
Yeah, that's weird. It's a really cool...
Don't count it out.
Tampon. I think that's a good idea.
What was that, Greg?
Ticket tampons.
Defeated by the tampon.
It's a green, like dark green, really cool t-shirt with a drawing of Grego, like a hand-drawn Grego sketch of his head and his body, and across the front it says, Grego is my homeboy.
I'm with Grego.
Were you asked about this?
I don't remember signing off on that, so we'll go ahead and get a cease and desist on that today.
Well, I'm not sure if Reiner really had any say on Mr. Tomato Head t-shirts.
Michael?
Danny, did you get a big cut off Captain Doo-Doo t-shirts?
Not one penny.
No, I haven't seen anything
Captain
off of it, nor was the idea run by me ahead of time.
Well, that's 3 out of 6 people on the hard line that have their own t-shirts now.
I don't even understand what that means. That's just kind of dumb.
Well, it's a takeoff on those goofy Urban Outfitters shirts that have Jesus on them, and they say, Jesus is my homeboy.
Oh, they're comparing you to Jesus.
Wow. Now they're going to start treating me like John Lennon.
Jesus, right, Corby.
What?
Jesus, right.
Jesus what?
Jesus smoked pot.
Corby.
God.
Come on.
Jesus...
This
Stop.
Is a cool t-shirt, man. I'm going to wear it.
No, you're not either, because I'm going to have it.
Actually,
I'm gonna
it's, not,
stop
it's not green, it's gray.
Well, these are all fascinating sports quick hits to start the show.
Yes, they are.
Thanks to all the participants.
Well, thank you for listening. All right, we'll get into a little baseball talk and see where things sit as we head into the final weekend of play with... Still, some things on the line and some pretty serious head-to-head series going on this weekend.